The following program was recorded at an earlier date. Know that you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Against me, no one can trouble or harm me if you are my strength.
Trouble soul,
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is Hidden Places. And just wanted to put that song in there this morning. Love Fernando Ortega and that Lord of Eternity song. Mm-hmm. Every song that he does is wonderful and just very prayerful. And that's kind of what I'm sensing this morning, this prayerful kind of thing that's going on. And I just want to welcome Deanne Diaz here okay. this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Thanks for being here. And Nanette is out today. Out. She's off.
We miss you, Nanette.
Yes, we do. And hope your daughter has a very happy birthday mm-hmm. and that you guys enjoy yes. your day with her. So there I was sitting in my prayer closet.
Yes.
And, you know, the Lord had given me this, that the old hymn, Higher Ground. I think I have the lyrics here somewhere. We don't have that song in the system, but the old hymn, Higher Ground, that, and it, just the one part of the song which says, Lord, lift me up and help me stand. I might have it wrong, but it's the whole thing about we're asking the Lord to lift us up today. And we're asking him to do that because many, I think in the body, there's a lot going on in the world, and there's a lot going on in the body of Christ. You know, there's baptisms, there's revivals, there's all these different things going on. And, you know, there's this churning and burning, you know, and many of us that are maybe not directly involved in things probably feel like we're getting pulled all over the place. And, you know, those that are doing the baptisms, you know, the Lord, they're just following along with what the Lord's given them. And it's all hands on deck. You know, we really have to, as a body, you know, just really engage with the Lord. It's not time to sit back anymore and just observe. We've got to participate, and we've got to come to that place in the Lord where nothing is going to shake us. Nothing is going to move us. Nothing is going to knock us off of the place that God has for us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to make the effort to spend time with the Lord. We have to make the effort to read the Word. We have to make the effort to pray and, you know, put ourselves before the Lord so that he can work in our lives. And I have a sense of urgency. Mm. Maybe it's just me, but it's as if there's this window of time that has opened for the body. And if we don't pass through the window and take the opportunities that are available to us today, then we're going to miss them. The window's going to close, and that time is going to be over. So I encourage you, if your heart is troubled, I had that sense this morning that many people's hearts are troubled. You know, yes. Jesus told us in John 14, let not your hearts be troubled. You know, I've told you everything you need to know. I've told you about my Father. I've told you, you know, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Then I'm going to send the Comforter. And I've told you all this stuff. I've been with you for all this time. And trust me. This is the time of trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Absolute, unequivocal, without reservation, trust in the Lord. Mm. You know, let that be your daily thing is to further trust him. Maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, we want to learn something or we're trying to develop something in our life. Trust. Without trust in the Lord, you know, we can practice doing this and that and being, you know, having all the scriptures and, you know, knowing all the right things to do. But if we are not laid down before him and completely empty of ourselves, then we will have the tendency, I think, to miss many things that he has for us. So if your heart is troubled today, maybe you're in the valley, maybe you're just got a lot of things going on like many of us do, mm-hmm. you know, just acknowledge that, okay, God, I'm in a place that I don't want to be. You know, am I here because I did stuff to cause myself to be here? Or am I here because you have, you're working in my life. Mm-hmm. So you've got to discern the difference between your activities or lack of activities, or if it's a place where the Lord is training you. Mm-hmm. When there's a training ground with the Lord, then when you're being quiet and listening to him and trying to discern his voice, then you can more easily submit and surrender. But if you're in a place due to your own making, then, you know, you're going to do what you can to avoid talking to the Lord or asking him for his help. So I just have this sense, ask the Lord to help you to see, where am I at and what am I doing? What am I not doing that I should be doing? What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing?
Amen.
And, you know, just kind of clear the slate with the Lord, you know, just come to that place where you just start over. Like, I feel like that every time I get with the Lord, it's like I'm just starting over. And it's like everything is new right there, right at that time. So it's like, Lord, you know, bring me further ahead. You know, lead me on into a different place, a higher ground and a higher place. Lift me up, Lord. Lift me up into the place that you want me, that you have for me, so that I can move forward. I know even in my own life, I'm just sick of, you know, not doing what I need to be doing. And it's because maybe I lack the desire to do it. Lord, give me the desire. Give me the desire for the word. Give me the desire to worship. Give me the desire to put things aside so that I can spend time with you. You know, make up your mind today that's what you want to do, because there's things coming in the earth, and I feel like things are not going to become easier. Things are going to become harder, because as the earth is groaning for the sons of God to be made manifest.
Yes.
You know, who are the sons of God? Think about that. The earth is groaning. There's people that the unsaved people out there that are just looking, and just for something. They're looking for hope. They're looking for something. There's many that, you know, there's street preachers that are out there, and the one guy that goes to the pride parades or, you know, whatever pride activities. And he's got his little microphone there, and he's just saying Jesus loves you. And, you know, and the people are coming up to him, and they're just vile, you know, saying vile things to this kid. And, well, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be, you know, throwing your religious stuff on us, you know, because people want to live in their sin. But their hearts are broken. We've got to see them. Their hearts are broken. Mm-hmm. So no matter how ugly they are to preachers and evangelists, we've got to love them. And you know, there's many, many people that are out there that are really looking for a word. They're looking for something. They're looking for peace. They're looking for a confirmation. And you may be that person that has just the word that they need to hear.
Amen.
But if you're not fully, like, really living for the Lord, this is a time to really lay it down. I mean, because we're going to miss a lot of stuff if we're not, you know, fully engaged 100% with the Lord. And I'm talking us older people, those of us that have known the Lord for many years. You know, it's time. It's like like God's reinventing our lives. I feel like he's given us like a do-over so that we can, you know, be fit and fully functioning in the kingdom. And it's all about bringing those souls in, the lost souls, and healing the sick and cleansing the lepers and raising the dead. All of us will be involved in that to in one degree or another.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's what I've been getting the last couple of days, the same thing about asking. Was thinking of the woman, you know, the woman who kept coming before the unjust judge. She kept coming and asking and asking and asking, and she wasn't going to relent. She wasn't going to give up. And until he finally said, give this woman what she's asking for so she'll leave me alone, stop bugging me. But she persevered. She was tenacious. She wasn't going to take no for an answer. And then the scripture, you know, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Right.
Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. And I'm feeling the same thing in this hour, Karen, that if we are not seeking so desperately and so deeply different, it's got to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And someone I was talking to a couple days ago, they're like, you know, we can't expect, okay, well, because I did this and I felt the presence of God come, and I did this and, you know, the anointing came, or, you know, it's like we can't, God doesn't do the same thing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
We need to say, God, what song do you want me to listen to today? What scripture do you want me to read today? God, what do you want me to hear today? I need to hear you. And God will show you. Don't take it for granted that it's, oh, just go through my routine and go through my normal. It's got to be more intimate. It has to be more personal. And that's where we really hear and hear the heart of the Father and yield ourselves. And God, I want to be your vessel. I want to be your vessel. I want to be your instrument. I want to be your voice. I want to be your heart to go and minister, like you said, to so many that are confused and discouraged and depressed, oppressed. They're just in fear. And you know, they need us, but we're not going to be available or fit for God to use if we're not first communing with the Lord. So we do have to rise up. We do have to come up higher. We do have to, you know, come above the chatter and the chaos and everything, you know, we hear everywhere, just we're bombarded. And it's like, we just need to get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to say, God, I need to hear your voice. I need to connect with you. And we try to do that sometimes on the go, you know, our busy schedules. We get up and, you know, read a little word or talk to God a little bit. And I've just been finding myself like, God, I need to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I need to shut down. And I really just need to get refreshed and begin again, start over. God, just every day, I want to know your assignments, your opportunities, your connections, your plan, your will for me. You know, we don't live for ourselves, right? We pick up our cross, we follow Christ, we present our bodies as a living sacrifice before God. You know, we want him to prove his good and acceptable will for us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are truly yielded and saying, God, here I am, send me, use me. But you were saying that maybe you feel like, well, I'm not worthy, right? I'm not qualified. And we know that's the enemy that would bring that condemnation. Oh, you're not perfect. Look how you spoke. Look what you did. Look, you know, he would try to bring us under that guilt and condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the accuser of the brethren. But we don't need to listen to that voice. We need to say, no, get thee behind me, Satan, because we all sin and fall short. We are never going to be perfect. We are never going to be sin free. Mm-hmm. We just need to, you know, live that life of repentance. God, I repent. Anything I've said or did wrong that didn't honor you, didn't obey you, I repent, God. Let me be your vessel, Lord. And just not listening to the voice of the enemy, but just yielding ourselves, you know, yielding ourselves to the Lord and just allowing God to use us even though we don't feel like we're qualified.
Yeah. But again, you know, it's the trust issue with mm-hmm. the Lord. You know, it's a lot of years it took me to really trust God with things, you know, if he said it, you know, yeah, I see it in the word. Yeah, you know, I have that memorized and I read that scripture, but what my heart was not trusting in him. And that's where the difference is. We may trust him mentally. We may know all the scriptures and all the words and all the stories and all the preaching about a particular thing. But, you know, in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with yes. all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. I know for a fact, you know, I always like straight things. I like things to be orderly. And when things are out of order, it just really bugs me. If I go in somebody's home and, you know, it's not tidy, it just drives me nuts. But I mean, but that's a thing.
Karen, don't come to my house.
No, because I'm already, like, as soon as I see it out of order, I want it to put it in order. Mm-hmm. You know, and God is a God of order, and he has things a certain way, you know, spiritually, so we can see the correlation between the spirit and the natural. But trusting him mm-hmm. is, that's the big thing these days. Are you really trusting him? Have you really surrendered your whole heart? You know, I look at people that, maybe people that have been in addiction or, you know, with alcohol or drugs, whatever. You know, many will come to the Lord, but they're not fully given over to the Lord. Mm-hmm. So there's still struggle with the habits and the addictions and stuff. And it's still an act of your will.
Yes.
That act of your will and to keep yourself there until you receive that full deliverance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people relapse. I've, you know, seen people I know in my own life that relapse because they're trying to accomplish it on their own. You know, they're doing the things. They're reading the word. They're memorizing the scriptures, and they're saying it every day, but yet their life is not changed because it has to be the heart. You know, when you make up your mind, then when you surrender fully with the heart, it's all about the heart.
It is.
And, you know, God's trying to get to our hearts, to where we're fully trusting and relying in him.
Amen. God is looking at the heart, and he's looking. I know when I came back to the Lord after my brokenness and the enemy tried to kill me through suicide, and there was such a reverence for God, such a fear of the Lord. And such an appreciation and a gratitude where he pulled me out of. I used to get on my knees more. I used to just prostrate on the floor more. I just think it was a more desperate time. Mm. And I think when we're, you know, when we're okay and we've been walking with the Lord a long time, maybe we don't get that desperate or that reverence, that fear. That, you know, we're on holy ground, you know, take our shoes off and just bow before the Lord.
Right.
And I've been kind of just getting that holy, like this is whole. God is holy. Mm-hmm. God is holy. And we need to reverence that holiness, and we need to just come before him, you know, vulnerable. And like you said, just say, God, I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. Right. I can't deal with this anymore, or that anymore. You know, I think many, we've talked about this before, many have grown weary in praying and believing and not seeing results, not seeing a breakthrough. And, you know, the Lord, I believe this is the time of a breakthrough. That was actually the word that God mm-hmm. gave me for this year.
Amen.
Breakthrough. Yeah. That was my word. But it wasn't just for me. It was for my household, you know. And yesterday, as I was praying for my family and just lifting up my family, my extended family. I named, you know, my immediate family, my extended family. I named them all. And then I just went to the kingdom family. Lord, my brothers and sisters in Christ and their households, Lord. And I just felt like the Lord said, put them on my altar. And I just say, God, I put everybody on your altar. And I just saw like this giant altar. And God was saying, and I just started weeping. He said, there's room for everyone. No one's going to be pushed out, squeezed out, you know, pushed aside, denied, denied access. No, there's room for everyone. So God is calling us. Come, come to me. Mm-hmm. There's room for you. Just come and seek me and reverence me. You know, he knows everything. We don't have to hide. And a lot of the things that we're going through, it is attack of the enemy, but God hasn't stopped it or prevented it.
Right.
He didn't bring it, but he's using it for his good and for his glory. And one of the words I was reading on this morning, it was just all of that counteracting, that what the enemy meant for our affliction, God's going to use it for multiplication. Mm-hmm. And that when he, you know, meant to burn us up in the flames, we were created to burn for Jesus, right. Burn with passion for the Lord. That when the enemy comes with that attack, it's meant to provoke us to righteousness, that holy, righteous anger. Mm-hmm. You know, when he's pushing back, it's our wake-up call. You know, the giants in the land are going to become our bread. The swarming locusts that came to devour us are going to feed us in the wilderness. You know, what the enemy, what hell meant to defeat us is actually meant to position us. So God is bringing divine reversal. So, you know, the Goliath that, you know, was in front of David, it revealed the oil in David. It revealed the faith. Mm-hmm. He knew God. He knew God gave me the lion and the bear. You know, he knew that God was going to give him the giant. He knew he was going to defeat that giant. So we can either give up or we can press in.
Right.
This is like a crossroads. Like you said, we need to make a decision. Are we going to press in and push in, press on and upward to the mark of the high calling? It's all in Christ. He did it all. It's all in him, the victory, the power, the authority, the dominion. It's in Christ. And there's been so many things about our authority. We need to understand our authority. Mm-hmm. You know, even this little girl, someone sent me a video, this little girl, she's probably 10 or 12 years old. And she said she was laying in her bed and these thoughts were coming to her head and she knew it wasn't godly thoughts. Mm-hmm. And she said, Satan, shut up.
That, exactly.
Satan, get thee behind me. Mm-hmm. She said, I knew that wasn't God. And I remembered that teaching that I heard that I have authority. Mm-hmm. So she said, I have authority over you, Satan.
Yeah.
Get thee behind me, Satan. And she said she woke up with a stuffy nose and a sore throat. Mm-hmm. But she said, I know that God told me to preach.
Right.
And I'm going to preach. No, I don't care how I feel. I don't care if my nose is running and I'm coughing. You know, she's like, I'm going to preach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use my authority. And that's a little kid.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to wake up. We're adults. We're not to be on the milk. We're to be on the meat. And we have to know our authority. But we come against the enemy, and I'm telling you, all that the enemy meant to take us out and shut us down and hold us under and just make us stop what we're doing, we cannot let him win. We cannot let it work. We have to understand it's making us stronger, better. It's maturing us. It's raising us up. It's taking us to higher levels, new heights in the Lord. Because God is preparing us for what's to come.
Absolutely.
He is preparing us because if we, the church, the body, if we are not there ready, if we're not, you know, active and saying, okay, Lord, I'm ready. Show me.
Right.
Show me. Mm-hmm. You know what? Who is God going to use if he can't use us?
Right. Amen. So you mentioned about the altar. So
yes.
We're going to go to the break and we're going to listen to Oh Come to the Altar.
Yes.
And we'll be back as soon as this is over.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Sing hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, he is wonderful. He is wonderful. And we just want to grab hold of the horns of the altar today. Yes. And we want to just lay our lives down today. Lord, we just come before you even right now, God. Father, we just lay aside everything, all the things that have been going on in our lives individually, all the commotion, all the stuff. Lord, we just lay all that stuff down now. We just lay at your feet, Lord. Yes. Father, we just ask you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, to lift us up to that place that you have for each one of us, God. Lord, that you would remove from us the things that we are unable to remove from ourselves.
Yes.
Lord, that you would extricate those, God, that just cannot pull themselves out, Jesus. Lord, we just ask that you would just touch each and every heart, God, those that are listening now and those that will listen later, Lord. Jesus, that you would extricate them from situations, that you would bring them out of
yes.
places that they've gotten themselves into and that there's just no way out. Father, we just ask you to just touch them and minister to them.
Yes.
Jesus, that you would lift us up and dust us off, Lord, so that we can continue to follow you, Jesus, so that we are equipped, that we are ready to move whenever you say to move, Lord. And we lay down even things we've done in the past and things that have worked in the past, God.
Yes.
We know that whatever is happening today, Lord, is already past. And we want to step into the new. So yes. we lay aside everything, that even the good, the bad, and the ugly that has been in the past, Lord. We just let go of it. We release it. Mm-hmm. And we push it away from us, Lord. And we just focus on you, Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to lift each and every one of us up to where you have, the place that you have for us today, Lord. And give us that resolve in our hearts, God, to stay at your altar, to stay surrendered to you, Jesus, so that you can accomplish your plans and purposes in each one of our lives. Thank you,
amen,
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus, we exalt you. Jesus, we magnify you. Jesus, it's all in your name. It's all in your name, Jesus, your name above every name in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. Jesus, we need but speak your name, Jesus. You said whatever we ask in your name, that the Father would hear us and that he would answer and that we shall have what we ask for.
Yes.
You've said that we can speak to mountains. We can speak to giants. And that means situations and circumstances and whatever is that, whatever that is in your life, whatever that represents, we can speak to that in the name of Jesus. And we can say, be removed and cast into the sea. Father, you are the way maker. You said you'll make a way of escape. So we thank you, Father, for you're the gatekeeper, the doorkeeper, Father. We thank you for hearing the cries of our hearts, the listeners' hearts right now, Father God. You know the struggles. You know the desires, God. You know the prayers that have gone up. You know the tears that have been shed, Father God. And they are not for nothing, God. You catch every tear. You hear every prayer. And you are always moving and working, Father God. We may not see it, but this is where we pray in faith and don't worry in fear, because we can't do both. We have to make a choice. Do we really believe? Do we believe and do we trust? And are we going to have that the mind of Christ, and he is the author and finisher of our faith? Are we going to believe his finished work on the cross, that he has all power, he has all dominion? It's all in his name. When we speak that name, the demons tremble. When we speak that name, the chains break. When we speak that name, Father God, situations have to shift. They have to change. They have to bow and obey the name of Jesus. So, Father, give us that revelation of our authority and our dominion and our position, that it is not about us and what we've done or not done. We don't have to earn anything. We just need to humble ourselves and come before you and say, Jesus, Jesus, your blood did it all. Your blood speaks. Your blood screams. It is finished. And we can lift everything before you. Father, those that are attacked with sickness right now, those that are hurting in their body. And I know I've had affliction this past week, and it's been horrible. And it's hard to function. It's hard to work. It's hard to shop. It's hard to make meals for my family. Mm-hmm. And mine aren't even that bad. I mean, people that need new hearts, new lungs, they need new livers, they need new kidneys, they need new pancreas, they need new, Father, they need to be restored in their body. Yeah. We speak life. We speak abundant life. We command those dead things, those diseased things in our bodies, God, whatever part of our body, our bodies belong to you. Healing is the children's bread. Yes. And we come before you and we ask you to release and send your healing word right now, Lord, across the airways, Lord God, you would saturate the listeners with your healing word, with your healing power. Father, whatever they need. Touch that part of their body.
Yes,
touch that
Lord.
Part of their mind, God. Touch their hearts, their souls. Maybe they have broken hearts, Father God, from abuse, from being oppressed, Father, for being rejected, for being abandoned. Father, wherever our listeners need healing, God, we ask you to meet them where they are, God. They can't pray for themselves. They can't even rise up, God. They need you to come down, God. They need you to touch them, Lord. Touch them, envelop them, hug them. Let them feel your presence. Mm-hmm. Let them feel your goodness, your love, God. Let them just encounter you in supernatural ways today, Father, that they would have hope renewed. Yes. Hope renewed. Jesus, you are our living hope.
Thank you, Lord.
Of glory, Christ in us, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to make this decree today. Father, we just thank you for your living word. And you said that your word is life to those who find it and medicine to all their flesh.
Yes.
And today we confess that we apply your word to every body that is sick, people that are sick in their bodies, as Deanne was praying.
Yes.
You said in Psalm 139:14 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that your works are marvelous. We declare that we were created by you and we are a marvelous creation. We speak to sickness and disease today and proclaim that according to Philippians 2:10, that they must bow to the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that every name in heaven and earth and earth under the earth bows its knee to Jesus' name. We speak to every sick body today and we declare that you have authority over your body.
Yes.
So command your body to receive the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 8:17 proclaims that Jesus bore your sicknesses and took your infirmities. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within your people and makes alive their mortal bodies. We speak to immune systems.
Yes.
And that's something that a lot of times it's the immune system that is weakened. And whatever was the cause of that, we speak to immune systems that the immune systems will begin to come alive again, that the immune system would be able to fight off many of the things that are happening in bodies, many of the sicknesses.
Yes.
And we just speak to immune systems and we command it to line up with the word of God.
Yes.
And that the individual immune systems will destroy sickness and disease in each of these bodies, and it will perform its job, for this is what you created it to do. Father God, give us all a revelation of the goodness that you've given to us in our bodies, Lord, that our bodies are quite capable of healing themselves if we treat them right. And Father, I just thank you that every cell in our body responds to your word. Your word permeates our body from the top of our head to the soles of our feet.
Jesus.
And we confess that the word of God is being made flesh in us.
Yes.
And Psalm 103:3 declares that you, Father, forgive all our iniquities and you heal all of our diseases.
Yes.
That is your confession. And we also make that our confession. We don't judge by the sight of our eyes. We judge by your living word. It is your word that lives in us and brings health and healing to every part of our body. And I just rebuke the lie.
Yes.
But when someone is given a diagnosis of cancer or any other life-threatening disease, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I say that you don't have to receive that word. If the doctor tells you have cancer, you do not have to receive that word. You stand in faith and say, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
Yes.
And push back. The doctors can say what they want, but you know otherwise that Jesus came to heal you. He came to set you free from sin. He came to wash your sins away with his blood. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was crushed for your iniquities.
Yes.
And the chastisement that brought us peace is upon him. And by his stripes you are healed.
Yes, Jesus.
Your body may look like it's not healed. Your body may feel like it's not healed. But it doesn't change the fact that Jesus paid the price for you. So contend for your healing.
Yes.
In your own body. And Father, we just thank you for your promise of divine health. You said it, and we believe it. And we declare that we will see your promises of healing manifested in the bodies, in our bodies. And we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you sent Jesus to take care of that. Amen. And if we can believe by faith that we are saved, that he came to save us, we can also believe that he came to heal us.
Amen.
And it's time to receive. And even like Deanne was talking with the woman that with the unjust judge, she kept pounding away at it, mm-hmm. and pressing in and contending and pushing. And, you know, she just was not going to give up. And if that's you, we just say that we come along beside you. We join our faith to your faith so that you will receive the healing that you're looking for, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, any kind of healing, whatever issues going on in your life, we stand with you.
Yes, amen.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, yes, Father. We thank you. We speak life. We speak life because Jesus said in John 10:10, he said that he came to give life and life more abundantly. We know the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. So we speak life today, Father. We speak resurrection life, and we loose mm-hmm. resurrection power over people listening today, Father.
Yes.
God,
yes.
that those dead dreams would be resurrected, that those dead visions will be resurrected, that those dead desires that you've put in the hearts of people, that they would be resurrected and come alive in the name of Jesus. Father, that dead marriages would come alive,
yes.
and be restored,
yes.
and reconciled and healed in the name of Jesus. That
thank
torn,
you, Lord.
Destroyed relationships, God. We know the enemy likes to divide and bring that strife and contention and division, because where that is, the Holy Spirit will not dwell. So we thank you, Father, for healing those relationships with our children, with our families, God, with whomever is in our life that there's been destruction of relationships, Father. We
yes.
ask you to heal
thank
those
you,
and bring them back, Father. Bring unity, God.
Mm-hmm.
Bring oneness and one accord. That's where there's power, Father. Even as they were in the upper room, it says they were all in one place in one accord.
Yes.
And that's
you,
when the Spirit of the Lord fell. When there was unity and oneness and one accord. Father, bring families back into oneness and one accord. Marriages, husbands, wife, Father, into one accord. Even the body of Christ,
yes.
where there's been divisions and distinctions and because of differences of opinion and interpretations. Lord, just bring us back to the simple word of God,
mm-hmm.
the simple gospel. It's not, well, this one had a word and this other word contrary to it. No, Father, we don't need a word. We need the word.
Yes.
We
thank
need
you,
the
Lord.
Word. And we know that in the beginning was the word. I'm reading John 1. And the word was with God and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All mm-hmm. things were created through him, and without him nothing was created that was created. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. Going down, the word, verse 14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, mm-hmm. the glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Father, we thank you that Jesus is the only way. He is the way, the truth, the life, abundant life, the resurrection power, as he is sent into the right hand, Father, seated there, always mediating, always interceding, always praying, Father God. We look to him that absolutely nothing is impossible. What did he say to the people that were weeping at the tomb of Lazarus? He said, if you only believe, you shall see the glory of God. So, Father, get us back on that straight and narrow path that we believe. We believe, and therefore we shall see it. It will come to pass, Father God. It will come to pass in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and also I just feel impressed to pray even for the body of Christ, you know, furthering into the unity.
Yes.
Lord, that the unity is not that we all agree on every single thing. The unity is that Jesus, you are Lord, and beside you there is no other.
Yes.
And that we submit to one another, Lord. And Father, that the body of Christ will just stay in their own lane, whatever lane you're in, whatever, you know, if you're preaching the gospel, then that's, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's when you begin to try to tell others how to do it, because you're doing it a certain way, you think other people should do it your way. But Father, I just pray that you would break that off of us, Lord, because all of us do it, even individually. Well, you know, I don't like the way they do this, or I don't like the way they do that. Well, so what? You know, people probably don't like the way you do things. So, Father, I just pray that we would just be able to be resolved in our own hearts individually, Lord, to let people in the body do what they're doing, those that are preaching, those that are for you are not against you.
Yes.
So, Father, we agree on those that are preaching the word. They may not preach it the way we like it, but they're still preaching your word. They're trusting in you. They're relying upon you, God. So, Father, let us look at the brethren in agreement with the fundamentals, which is that Jesus Christ came, shed his blood, died a horrible death, went to the grave, and rose again on the third day. Let us all agree on that. And Father, that you would begin to bring unity, and that we just cancel every divisive spirit.
Yes.
You know, the word even says in Galatians, why are there fights and quarrels among you? Is it not because it's your flesh? It's your flesh that's trying to exert itself over others. But Lord, that we just speak humility to the body of Christ.
Yes.
Lord, that you would teach us all to just humble ourselves before you, so that we can, when we're in alignment with you, we can be in alignment with others, Lord.
Amen. Amen. And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, it's all about the Spirit. We know there's one heart, one mind, one Spirit, one Father, one Lord. It's one. That the oneness is in the kingdom of God, and the representation of the kingdom of God. So, Father, we declare this over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. For through him, we have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the entire building, tightly framed together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God through the Spirit. So we declare that, Father, we are being built together, the body of Christ, every blood-bought son and daughter of God, everyone born again of the Spirit, everyone who has their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father, us and our households that you promised to save. We declare that we are being built together into a dwelling place of God through the Spirit, that Jesus is the head and we are his body. He is the groom and we are the bride, and we will align. We will align in Jesus' name. Submit and surrender and let your kingdom come and your will be done at this hour, Father God, this hour that you need us in that place of unity and agreement where there's power to do your ministry, to be about your kingdom business, yes, on earth, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Paul prays for love to overflow. So in Ephesians 3, where were you? You were just in 2?
Ephesians 2.
Yeah. So Ephesians prayer 3:16. And this is Paul saying, and I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor, yes, until supernatural strength floods your inmost being with his divine might and explosive power. Yes. Then, by constantly using your faith, The life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every Holy One experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Yes. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all of this. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Yes. Praise God.
The Lord tells us in Ephesians, just before putting on the armor of God, it says, Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." We are not strong in ourselves. We are weak, but he is strong. Mm-hmm. And it's all in him. The key is stay connected. Stay so close that you do feel his breath on your neck and your ear to his chest. You're hearing his heartbeat. Mm-hmm. We need to be that close, that intimate with the Lord. And then he tells us, put on the whole armor of God, because we do have to be able to come against and all the forces of evil that are in operation. But we have the victory. We have the victory through Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Okay, so well, we still got a couple more minutes, maybe like a minute and a half. So, we just pray that you're encouraged today, and you know that you would just get that resolve deep down in your heart. The Lord's been speaking to me about that for a while. You know, if you don't have the resolve, you know, the ability to just hang on like a pit bull would grab on. You know, when they hang from the tree on the rope, you know, when they're spinning around and everything, we need to have that kind of faith and that ability to hold on to the Lord through thick and thin and, you know, just hang on to him, because all of his promises are yes and amen.
Yes.
And he will fulfill the plans and purpose that he has for your life.
Yes.
So we just encourage you to stay close to him, draw near, and if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. So that's all we got for today.
Amen.
And we will see you next week. Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.
WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.